Welcome to Becoming Whole, a weekly show designed for men, women, and families seeking to draw nearer to Jesus as they navigate topics like sexual integrity, relational healing, spiritual health, and so much more. If you long for more of Jesus in these sensitive and important areas of life, join us on the journey towards becoming whole.
All right, so great news today, listeners. We are going to talk about fear. And I say it like that because it's kind of scary to talk about fear. Fear is daunting. I think a lot of us are experiencing a lot of it these days and in many different forms. So as we start, I want to just ask you to reflect in yourself, where are you experiencing fear? And I mean, in all seriousness, where is fear rising up in you, in your life these days? Is it in something with your kids? Is it in the state of the world? Does it have to do with race or politics? Does it have to do with safety or finances? Where are you experiencing fear bubbling up in you, or even maybe overwhelming you? And Kit Elmer and I are here today. We're going to talk about fear. So Kit, let me ask you, where do you find fear bubbling up in you? And would you say bubbling up, or would you say overwhelming? Where are you feeling fear these days, and to what degree?
You know, it really is such a good question to take time to ponder, because we can be like, oh, where are my fears? And then kind of move on. But, you know, really just staying with it, as I have been, as we've been thinking about today, and even in this moment when you've been asking the question. And it's an interesting, a lot of stuff came up, a lot of fears came up. And for me, I think, you know, children is at the top of the list, even though I have adult children. You know, you just really, I continue to just struggle with wanting to control. You know, are they going to be okay? And what are they going to do? And what are they not going to do? And so I have fear around that. I have fear around the state of the world, you know, just so much going on, and what's my part, and health issues, and you know, and then there's this basic kind of underlying fear that I realize kind of haunts me sometimes in my work or in my parenting or in my marriage. Am I good enough? Am I doing well enough? You know, this fear. So, wow. I mean, lots of them. I'm kind of all over the place, but it's a good question.
I can actually really appreciate that. I think I've acclimated my life around fear so much. And I don't think I realized it until adulthood, how anxious I can be. And somebody asked me the question about what are you afraid of? And, you know, it's like almost like a magnet, like I'll find something. You know, but I think for me, the two things that come to mind most right now, I also have a parenting one, in general about, you know, how my kids will fare in the world. But recently one of my kids was in a situation where they were physically in danger, and, thankfully they walked away unscathed. But as I reflected on it afterwards, and I wasn't actually me reflecting so much, I was talking to a group of men, and I had just shared that I was feeling, some anger at God. And one of them graciously said, what's that about? Tell us a little more about that. And as I reflected on it, I was like, well, I don't know what to think about this situation that my kid was in. And was it just luck they walked away? Did God intervene? Like if he intervened there, why doesn't he always intervene? Like, I mean, kind of all this stuff kind of, you know, down to some really basic theology of evil, kind of where does evil come from? Like, and why does God allow, I mean, all that kind of stuff coming up. So my lack of control of my kids. Yeah. And the other area for fear for me right now is, as you know, Kit, I'm kind of looking down in June, my first book, releases, and I feel such incredible fear about like, is it going to suck? Is anybody going to care? And it's crazy how much my ego gets wrapped up in there. So, so those are two areas where I'm currently experiencing fear bubbling up and sometimes washing over me in unwelcome ways. So, but before I keep going here, like you've been encountering something with fear, kind of approaching fear in a different way recently that really prompted us to want to do this podcast. And so let's just get into the meat of it. Talk a little bit about what you've been learning and how that's been how you've been experiencing fear differently. Yeah. I think it'll give us all some hope.
So I heard these words the other day, and it resonated so deeply within me. And I thought, oh, that really is speaking to what God's been trying to show me. And the quote was, "Our fears just want to be held." And I realize that, you know, generally speaking, I've lived my life wanting to minimize fear, deny fear, escape fear, numb it, you know, and what God's been teaching me over these last few months, in some pretty incredible experiences, is that, our fears want to be held. And if we can hold it, and if we can take it and lean into God with it, fear dissipates. So that's been a remarkable change for me, because I would go into hypervigilant alert to fix it instead of being able to calmly lean into God with my fear and hold it with him.
All right. So let me push back and press in a little bit to what you're saying. Cause I, part of me feels, in response to that, a something invitational, something intriguing. Another part of me, I can feel inside me, part of me recoils from that. Like, well, hold on. Like, our fears just want to be held. Like, my fears mean me harm. They're trying to hold me back. They're trying to get me, you know, to ruminate on things I can't control. They're trying to get me not to trust God. Like, I mean, there's so many ways I've approached fear in my life as an enemy to be fought against. And so the idea of holding it sounds different. Now, just respond to that a little bit. How does holding our fears differ, relate, connect to, introduce a brand new path of dealing with fear than the idea of battling fear?
Well, I mean, I think for one thing, when we are afraid of fear, we get intimidated. We want to control, you know, we're always right. We want to, the good invitation for us is to surrender, to trust, and to bring it to God. And so it's not that you're not, you know, you're acknowledging that there's fear. We all have fears. Life is hard. Life is full of challenges. And so you're not denying that there's fear as much as you're allowing it to become something you can bring to God. Because that very act of leaning into God, it's like, okay, I can release it to God. I don't have to try to manage it and control it and use all my energy like that. And when we lean into God with it, there is a relief. And that's a spiritual experience, Josh. So it's even a little bit hard to use words for it. But the experience I had when I was having a physical experience with some health issues, and I was fighting some of the symptoms, and I leaned into God with it, holding it, leaning into it, instead of trying to own it and control it, there was a calm and a relief that came.
I think something I hear in what you're sharing is the let's battle fear approach does one of two things. Either it keeps me unaware of fear, because I'm living in denial or pushing it away. You know, it's knocking at the door, and I just kind of, you know, open the door and throw something at it. You know, don't even really face it, which can be a form of denial, a form of posturing or posing. On the other hand, the other way that fighting can be is I am aware of it, and it's almost like it's stuck to me, it's clinging to me, and I'm wrestling and doing all I can to get rid of it. And what I hear you inviting people to is the idea of where God says, "Do not fear." Instead of holding that as like, okay, now I need to battle this thing, you're giving some space to just listen to it a little bit, to acknowledge its presence without it becoming this striving against it kind of thing. And you keep using this expression, lean into God with it.
Hey, moms and dads, we've got great news for you. Reframing Desire is Regeneration's brand new video series specifically designed to equip you to disciple your kids in the areas of desire, sex, and sexuality. Reframing Desire provides you with 5 hours of teaching from 7 different experts covering topics including how to talk to your kids about sex, relating with your teens, tackling technology, dealing with pornography, and much, much more. You can find it on our website at regenerationministries.org. And now back to the podcast.
So maybe describe a little bit or give some words to or examples of, like, when you say lean into God with fear.
Yeah.
What does that look like? What is that?
It's not that it's, you know, it life is full of battles and fear can be a battle, but the difference between you owning the battle and allowing God to be in the battle with you, for you, is a very different thing. And so when you lean into God, you're literally, you know, allowing him to be in it with you, because his promise isn't, you know, that he doesn't say you won't have trouble. You won't have trouble in the world. He says, I'll be with you in the trouble. Mm. So the very act of inviting him into the fear, into what's going on, allows the trust of him to become more important than the fear itself.
So take us through it, Kit. Like, so one of the fears you just described that has been bubbling up or coming into your life. And maybe you could even very specifically juxtapose, like, well, you know, in the past, this is what I've done with that fear.
Sure.
Absolutely. This new way of approaching it, walk us through that.
So I had some significant blood pressure issue this summer. Like, my blood pressure was out of whack and going up and crashing. And it's a long story that I've got some theological predisposition to that. I also was feeling anxious about some significant things that were going on. And it was kind of a perfect storm. And so they were having a hard time managing, figuring out, you know, my particular nervous system and the medications that were going to help me. And I was having heart palpitations, very scary, fast-paced heart palpitations. And some of that was a response of anxiety towards my blood pressure. And some of it was some side effects to the medicine. And some of it was my body responding to high blood pressure. And so anyway, in the past, I would be like, oh no, this is terrible. And I'd kind of panic and start breathing, you know, probably heavy. And instead, I felt God inviting me to lean into the palpitations and to trust him in it. And as I did that, some of the anxiety and some of the fear began to dissipate.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, you do describe a perfect storm, both kind of circumstantially in your life, also just the, you know, biologically, and then as you start to experience these heart palpitations, fear is not going to lower your blood pressure, decrease your heart rate.
Right.
So all the more like reason to experience some fear. And I know that people who walk with anxiety, there can be anxiety when they begin to feel anxiety. So it can have a compounding impact. And I've experienced that. I know others who have experienced that. And so you're describing leaning into it, which is I almost get this picture of, like, there's this music, this loud kind of beam of music in the next room. And instead of, you know, trying to close the door, instead of, you know, staying away, and instead of being pushed into it, it's just like you're leaning into to listen to the music a bit. Mm. Is what you're describing, because the other side of that, I think, and this I want to press in a little bit more specifically, like, I think some might hear what you're saying and say, oh, I've done that, it doesn't work. And what they're describing is really ruminating on some of the sources of their fear. So, you know, if I have a fear about my child or a fear about my future, I'm thinking about all those negative things that might happen, kind of just staying in that space. You're describing something that's a little bit different than that.
It's a present moment experience. You know, it's a present moment experience of, you know, instead of panicking and, you know, focusing on, you know, what if, or if onlys, you know, that you're present, you're inviting God in, and in that moment, you're trusting that God is with you and that he's present and that he's going to hold this fear with you.
That's powerful right there. Like, because I think so much of fear is about what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And it gets us so focused on potential, sometimes even very unlikely, sometimes likely outcomes in the future, places that are utterly outside of our domain, because we cannot live in the future. We're not there. And so when you say it's a present moment reality, what a difference. So I'm experiencing the fear and not going with it to the potential future outcome, but rather experiencing the fear and staying in the present with it, with God.
And God has even said to me, so, you know, I also can experience this with safety with my children. If they're, you know, traveling far, or, you know, I have some reason to, you know, be concerned about one of their safety, and to, instead of be like, you know, go with the panic, you know, God will whisper to me, we know what that is, that fear that's coming up, that anxiety that's coming up. We know what that is. It's okay. And settle in with him with that, inviting him into it, you know, holding it with you. Then you're not down the road on your own doing all kinds of stuff. You're with him, acknowledging it, letting him into it, and it calm comes.
Hmm. So it just reminds me of a couple things. One is I know that therapeutically, one of the exercises that people can do in the moment of feeling fear is what's called grounding.
Right.
Where you sit and you literally spend time paying attention to what you feel, that your feet are on the ground, that your hands are on the arms of your chair. I mean, all those kinds of things, pay attention to breathing.
Yeah.
Which is a way of staying in the present. It also reminds me of that great C.S. Lewis line from the Screwtape Letters, where one of the characters talks about how the enemy's goal is to get us focused on the future or the past, because those are two places that we actually cannot be, as opposed to when we are present to the future. That's the one place that we can experience God's grace. And I know for me, as I fear, I'm thinking about the future, where there is no grace for God, from God for me yet, because I'm not there. And not that I don't mean that there's a graceless future for me, but rather I need to experience God's grace here today, because that's where I am. And instead of seeking it somewhere where I'm not.
And this is also, becoming very, very aware of the fact that this is all a very much a mind, body, spirit experience. And so when you mentioned grounding, like God is not interested and not involved in grounding. He wants us to use our bodies. He wants us to know that we have bodies that he's given us to use, to help, you know, to invite his spirit in. It also includes our mind, how we think about something, and our body and what we do with it. So these things are not disconnected, and they're all a part of God wanting to help us.
Yeah. I mean, that's so helpful too, Kit. I appreciate you bringing that in. It's not like, you know, you have the spiritual way of dealing with it, which involves God, and then the secular way, which involves the body.
Right.
If you think about it, like God is the designer of our body. And not only that, but it's been kind of a new idea for me, even in this last year. And I think John and Tristan Collins for this, that we actually experience emotions in our bodies. And so that's where we're experiencing the fear. It's not in some ethereal plane. We're experiencing it in ourselves, and we are, you know, body spirit creatures. So Kit, thank you so much for this. I'm challenged by it for sure. It's not an area that I have a lot of experience. I'm grateful that you lead the way in so many ways in this ministry and talking about fear today. You have a prayer that you've come across, and
yes.
I think just because it doesn't directly talk about fear, it might benefit people as we're going to close out with it, but might benefit people to hear just a little setup, just kind of lead us into it. And then why don't you close us in reading through the prayer?
Yes. Yeah. It's really become a favorite of mine, but I have to completely confess that when I first read it, I was like, oh God, I don't think I can pray that. That is too much.
I got prayers like that. Yeah.
But eventually I really felt like he was saying, you know, come on, let's do this together. Again, I'm with you. He's reminding me so much, you know, we're partners. I'm in this with you. And the prayer really is about abandoning ourselves to him. It's about trust, which of course is all about fear. So it you know, doesn't specifically mention fear as much as it really just allows us to be in a posture of surrender. So I really do love this prayer, and I hope that it blesses people.
So before you start, Kit, one word to listeners, and I'm going to do this here as well, but we started off by saying, you know, where is fear coming up for you? And we've talked in the last 20 minutes about the importance of leaning into it, not pulling away. So as Kit leads us through this prayer, let's do that. Let's be aware of what's bubbled up and stay present to it in the present with God who is present with us. And so, Kit, I'll let you close us out with this.
And we've also talked about mind, body, spirit. So get comfortable and try to, you know, just get in a comfortable position and close your eyes if you can. And just allow this to wash over you. Father, I abandon myself into your hands. Do with me what you will. For whatever you may do, I thank you. I am ready for all. I accept all. Let only your will be done in me, as in all your creatures. I wish no more than this, O Lord. Into your hands I commend my soul. I offer it to you with all the love of my heart. For I love you, my God, and I so need to give myself, to surrender myself into your hands without reserve and with boundless confidence, for you are my Father.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Becoming Whole. Becoming Whole is an audio ministry of regenerationministries.org. If you would like more information on Becoming Whole, Regeneration Ministries hosts a variety of articles, podcasts, programs, and events to support you on your journey. Until next time, God bless.